NPR's Steve Inskeep is outside the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. Steve, what did the president have to say there this morning?
Bob, President Bush vowed that the United States will win the war that began here, here at the Pentagon and, of course, at the World Trade Center. And he gave a kind of update as he saw it on that war, talking about terrorist caves that had been cleared out in Afghanistan, talking about millions of dollars in terrorist assets that had been seized. It was interesting to me, though, Bob, that it actually fell to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to give what seemed to be a more philosophical speech. You know that the Gettysburg Address was recited at the World Trade Center in New York. Secretary Rumsfeld here seemed, perhaps consciously, to be taking many of the same words and themes and rearranging them for this occasion, talking about honor, talking about rededicating ourselves, talked about the singular devotion of people who had struggled here, which reminds me of the last full measure of devotion that Abraham Lincoln talked about, and referred to this as a battle zone 1 year ago. Rumsfeld went on to say, Bob, that the light of history will fade from this day and turn to subsequent days, and he warned that unless terrorists are stopped, it will not be thousands of people killed next time, but tens of thousands. Clearly a reference there to a major concern of Rumsfeld and other U.S. officials warning that the next terrorist attack could involve chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at the Pentagon.